Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We beloved, today we heard the epistle in which it said that we shouldn't be fighting against the flesh and blood, but we should fight against the evil spirits. And this is truly what we have to learn to do. Instead of fighting each other and getting mad at each other, we should get mad at the evil spirits. St. John of Kronstadt, for instance, says that it's amazing how we get mad at each other, human beings, quite often, but we never seem to get mad at the evil spirits when they attack us or when they try to get us to turn against our brothers and sisters. We have to learn the battle. It's not only for the saints and for the monks, it's for everybody. We all have to learn to battle the evil spirits because they're always like flies. They're always trying to be around, and of course they can't get inside of our heart when we have love in our heart for the Lord. Then they can't touch us. But the minute we lose sight of the Lord and we're not aware of His presence, then the evil one can start to attack us. And he attacks us through prompting us to feel sorry for oneself. Not for others, but for oneself. And then we start to pamper ourselves, and we can break all kinds of rules and breaking the fastings and everything else just to pamper ourselves. Well, we have to stop that, my beloved. In today's gospel, we heard that the young man came up to the Lord and said, "Good teacher, what do I do to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord says, "Well, why are you calling me good? The only one good is God." So, of course, you and me, we know that the Lord himself was God. So, when he said, but why did he say that? He said that to teach us humility. So none of us will ever think that we are good and that somebody else is no good. And this is a wrong concept. We have to always think and know that we are no good, and everybody else is better than us. Then we will not raise our nose up high, and we won't look down on people. And then the Lord said to him, "Well, you have to not commit adultery. You would have to not to steal, and you have to not to kill." And man said that, "Well, I did that since my childhood. I was staying away from those things." He says, "What else do I need? What am I lacking?" And he says, "Well, you take whatever you have, and you sell everything, and you give it away to the poor, and follow me." And when he said that, the young man got very sorrowful. He walked away sadly, because he was a very rich person, and he had so much, and he didn't want to part with it. Why? Because his heart was attached to it. That's what the most important thing for us to understand. We cannot allow our heart to be attached to any worldly thing. And I don't care if it's a possession of a if it's possession of material things, or even if it's possession of our loved ones. We have to have a heart attached to the Lord, and that has to be number one, my beloved. We have to love the Lord with all mind, heart, and soul, and all our might. And the neighbor is ourselves, and we should not be attached to our body. We have to be loving our souls, because that is eternal. And we have to worry and take care of the soul. We have to make sure that we work on each other to purify our heart so that it will attach itself to the Lord, so that we can follow Him in the kingdom of heaven. And by living according to His teaching, according to the gospel that He has preached, this is what we have to try to do. So this is today's readings, And I hope that it will touch some of our hearts and some of us in our hearts, and we will start to try to correct those things that we have to correct and to attach ourselves to the Lord most of all, and on everything else in the world to look as not so important. The main thing is to be with the Lord and to strive for the purity of the heart so that we can see God. May God bless you and give all of you and me the strength to try to live according to the gospel. Amen.